Good morning, everyone. You just heard the appliance doctor right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. I want to welcome him to the family here. But now to what you've all been calling for, what you've been wondering. It's not off the field. It's not view from the backfield. It is the playground, the WTK playground. You can call us at 734-998-1050. You can also find us on WTK.com. It's going to be a different show. It's a little bit different from Jamie and John's show from the years past. We're just going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about a lot about Michigan football, also the Rio Olympics. Jeff, you know all about the Rio Olympics. We'll talk to him. Antonio, you know everything about TCU football, so we'll talk to him about that as well. Obviously not. No, we're just going to have a lot of fun, talk about Michigan football. As I said, you can call us at 734-998-1050.
Jay-Z, are you excited?
I'm excited to finally get over on this side. I'm not used to it. I'm over there usually. I'm on the other side of the glass pushing the ones and twos. I don't know if I can trust myself not to feel like I need to tell the Miz what to do. But let me introduce everyone. First, Joe Cornicelli, Corn Chowder. Wait, he's not there. He hasn't shown up today, but he'll get here eventually. Jeffrey Childs. Jeff Childs, you can hear him every Monday through Friday. And inside the huddle right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK from 10 to noon. Jeff, we all know you really run the show, and Spath is really just the guy who talks into the microphone.
Spath answers to me, Jay-Z. I think that should be clear to everyone by now. I mean, he answers to me, just like Sam and Ira answer to you.
Exactly. And well, I always think of the person running the board is the person that should be running the show and should say, hey, we can hang up on that person, or we can turn off that person's mic. I think that's who runs the show. So, Jeff, I do believe you run the Inside the Huddle, like I said, every Monday through Friday, 10 to 12. You give him a call, and he's the one answering the phone. He's the one taking your calls, as well as running the show. Also, we have in studio with us, Tonio. Yes, you've heard him on Off the Field and View from the Backfield. He is back for another season, talking everything about Michigan football. He is a junior now. Junior, Tonio?
Yes.
I cannot believe you're a junior. I swear I missed a year because you were a freshman. Now you are a junior. How'd you skip? Are you that smart?
Time passed you by.
It must have. And then over there, running the controls, which I feel like I hope that he's able to do it, because if not, I'm going to just have to sit there from every other week as Jeff runs it every other week. I will run it every other week. Miz, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Might have to turn you guys' mic off then, in that case.
Well, that's your job. You're the controller. I think if we have a caller who calls in.
I have the power.
You have the power.
Miz is on a power trip already, gentlemen.
It's Sunday. I'm ready to rock it out, man. I want to be the bully that's on the playground. That's what I want to be.
You're the bully. All right. All right. So you can check us out on the... So really what I did early this morning, View from the Backfield Twitter, there's no reason to have that, so I just changed it over to WTK_playground.
Fantastic. And we keep the followers that we already have, Jay-Z.
Yes.
So the audience is the Twitter audience, and hopefully the on-air and online audience is somewhat built in.
Right. And then that way, if you go look for it, you're like, I'm already following this. Yes, you've just been following View from the Backfield, which is no longer anymore because you can hear Marcus Ray and Jamie Morris every Monday through Friday, also on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, from 3 to 6. And if you call, I will answer the phone. I'm the one running the ones and twos for that one. And also behind the scenes, I'm doing everything for Jamie and Marcus. But yes, let's get into this. I think Michigan played a game yesterday. Finally, we have season two of Jim Harbaugh, which it seems like he was just hired the other day. But they beat Hawaii. It was a close game, 63-3. Harbaugh really could have scored more, 14 in the first, 21 in the second, 21 in the third, and they let off, scoring only 7. Hawaii scored 3. It was a field goal. It really mattered. It didn't matter at all. It was a great kick, though, 55-yarder. I didn't think he was going to make it.
It was a great kick, and Jay-Z, Michael Spath, on Inside the Huddle, was right next to me in the press box, and he thought, and I don't know if you agree, that it was very fitting with Michael Jordan in the house that Jabril Peppers could have literally leapt up and rejected that ball. It was so close. Unfortunately, he didn't do it. But I think it's very encouraging, and we might see that later on in the year where a kick is short. You put Peppers back there, he can return that thing. So Mike said that, and I had to get that out there. I thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, Peppers could have literally jumped up and blocked that field goal. It was that close.
Yeah, exactly. He'll do that sometime. We saw him leap a guy on a return. He's going to do some special things. And a lot of Dan and Brandstetter were really like, why is he still playing the game? Because he wants to play. I mean, Harbaugh's going to let him play as much as possible. He has 15 different positions, so why not let him play all of them? But yeah, 63-3. If you want to call us, 734-998-1050. Now let's head to the phones to JJ from Lincoln Park. JJ, what's new?
Well, it's another glorious day outside. I will tell you this. The feeling around Ann Arbor and the stadium and the game time, it makes me feel like it's back in the 70s or 80s when Michigan was just churning along. The fans were all into it. And, man, it's just a different feel than it's been for the last several years. So my Mason Blue Daubers are sky high, as you can just imagine. And I'll tell you this right now. To see a couple of them freshmen play, you know, with, you know, Dr. Doom and Mr. Evans, my Lord, they were the fans seemed to have a couple new favorites. So I just want to say this. It was great to see that. I have faith in this coaching staff. And to me, it's just amazing. You can tell the team, which is a good coach team and an average coach team and a poorly coached team. And I'm so glad that James Joseph Harbaugh is back where he belongs. Go Blue.
Thank you, JJ, for calling. We're going to have to get Miz to do that splash sound effect. We're going to have him do that from after JJ calls. We have the splash because he's a
smart. Oh, see, I've never really done this. So this
that's all right. You're new.
I'm a fresh fish in different waters. Okay, this is new for me. So I'm going to get this. I'm going to get it right. Trust me.
All right. Well, we'll keep working with that. We'll get JJ next Sunday. I'm sure he'll be calling in if he wants. You know, you call in all you want. 734-998-1050. So we saw a lot of freshmen play. And it's Hawaii wanted tape. You can't have tape on guys that have never played before.
And Hawaii's head coach later said, Jay-Z, that, I apologize, I'm kidding, it was just a joke, I don't want game film. But Mike and I talked about this in Inside the Huddle. That was one of the more ludicrous things I've ever heard requested prior to a game. And to your point, Michigan set a record in this game of freshmen that participated in this game. I don't have the number in front of me, we'll get to that. But they set a record that was set back in 2007 and later tied in 2011 and 2013. But I think on the whole, yes, it was a blowout. Yes, it was a lesser opponent. But to see all that participation in this game, and especially Chris Evans, we'll talk about him as we move forward in the show, outstanding performance. To me, I want to focus on Eddie McDoom. I think this guy showed a lot of ability, a lot of speed, especially on those jet sweeps coming out of the backfield. This is a guy, when he gets on the edge and gets in the open field, he's going to make a lot of things happen. He finished 2 carries, 2 rushes, 34 yards, and also chipped in 2 catches, 15 yards. For me, Eddie McDoom, outside of Evans, Eddie McDoom showed the most to me in this football game.
Yeah, and you saw the crowd picked up right on it like they did at his high school. They knew about it before. Some people are like, I've never heard of this guy before, but some of the crowd knew what to chant afterwards, and yeah, he did great. A lot of speed coming out of the backfield, and we're going to see that all year long, I do believe, from him. Yeah, so there's a guy named Chris Evans, I guess, this freshman.
I think that's his name.
I think we're going to get to see him a little bit more in the weeks leading up. Only had, you know, just a few carries for 112 yards. 43 was his longest. Yeah, 8 carries for 112 yards.
And he's fast.
He's fast.
Extremely fast.
Yeah, we talked about it before on Inside the Huddle and also on the M Zone, pretty much about him. Harbaugh was naming freshmen, and when he names people, you kind of think they're going to play, but I had no idea that this was going to happen. I was going to look at the sheet the next day and be like, all right, these are names that weren't here last year. I mean, I swear this team did all right last year, but with all these freshmen coming in, we didn't lose that many people. We still have this guy named Peppers, but yeah, really, it's overshadowing is this Chris Evans just came out of nowhere, and I think everyone's going to have to learn that name fast enough because, yeah, he has a lot of speed. And you could see that, you know, Smith missed the game.
Rib injury.
But I think he might have been like, all right, I'm fine. Get me in the game. Because we know from years past, you played as hard as you could during practice. Not me. This is from J-Mo. Because you didn't want to lose that time in the game. And Evans, the way he rushed yesterday, I think that, yeah, Smith is like, oh, I'm fine. Let me get out there. He might have tried to do that during halftime. Like, all right, I just need a couple reps just to see if I still have it. Like, no, you're good. We don't need you today. Because, yeah, Evans, we're going to hear a lot from, and I think that this is the second guy. You're going to have 2 guys go in the season, especially with Smith. You know, he's been on and injured on and off. And same with Drake Johnson. So you have a new guy that you can hand the ball to that all these other teams leading up, you know, in the Big Ten season, they're going to have to get all the film they can. And that's why you only see him the eight actual attempts. Because after that, it's like, all right, we can set this guy down. We want to use him later.
Jay-Z, two quick observations for me on Evans sitting up there in the press box yesterday. Yes, we talked about the simplistic analysis is this man is very fast. This is true. But watching him run and the shiftiness that he displayed, which I think is going to be a real asset for him later on in the season, that shiftiness, and he was incredibly fleet of foot. Every run, he had the vision to make tacklers miss. And when a tackler was closing in on him, he had the ability and that fleet-footedness to really move in tight spaces and find space in those areas. So that fleet of foot from Evans is a guy, in addition to the speed, that really caught my eye.
And it's going to help us for future games when it comes to the opposing teams, because he adds that utility of quickness that Devion Smith does have, but Devion Smith is more of a I'll run you over type of back.
Right, exactly.
So now we've got two backs that can do two different things really well.
Yeah, Smith had six carries for 30 yards. And then we saw Isaac, he played a pretty good game, 9 for 52. Karen Higdon, 6 carries for 36 yards. And then McDoom, as you said, Jeff, 2 rushes for 34 yards. And then on down the line, and like Shane Morris even had 14 yards, which
yeah,
is
I mean,
good. He
I mean,
pulled it down, took off.
Jay-Z, you look at the stats here after this game, and we talked about the freshman participation in this game, which set a Michigan record. Michigan had 11 different ball carriers in this game. It had a lot to do with the lopsided score and Coach Harbaugh emptying the bench, of course. But that versatility, you're getting these guys reps in a game early in the season, which is so important. Isaac, 9 carries, 52 yards. We talked about Evans. Davion Smith left with a slight injury. J.U. Chesson, more jet sweeps out of the backfield and utilizing his speed. So to get that versatility and that variety in a game early on, that's going to help these guys when we get into the tougher part of the schedule, when we get into Penn State and Wisconsin. Harbaugh and this coaching staff knows that they have more than a few reliable guys that can tote the rock.
Especially with only 3 out-of-conference games. We've got one less game to work them into the fold.
Yeah, exactly. And they were burning a lot of red shirts yesterday, but hey, these guys can outplay, and that's the thing with going in, and we'll get to this after the break, that we all thought that we kind of knew who the starting quarterback was and starting running back was and who was going to have the most carries. And we talked about this in length over the summer, and so far I think most of us were wrong with the starting quarterback and the guy leading the right now in rushing yards. But first, before we go to the break, let's go to my favorite caller, Don from Saline. Don, how you doing?
Sylvania.
I know. Sylvania. I have to do it at least once. It's my old JMO trick.
It. That's funny. But yeah, usually you see Celine, I'm like, Sylvania.
Right.
And across the border. Observations yesterday. Well, I was watching the O-line, D-line, and it seemed like the O-line was doing pretty good, opening up holes. Let's be honest, and Devion kind of ran into a couple guys. He should have bounced it out a little bit, but he got hurt then, so we didn't have enough tape on him to see, you know, if he's picking up where he left off last year. Ty Isaac, his blocking got better. His vision got better. He didn't bounce it to the outside and run out of bounds. He actually took hits and ran up. So that was you can definitely see the progression there. I mean, we got all the way down to Caron Higdon and that young man out of Alabama. So I was very happy to see that. I finally think we have a running back. And should I say like Ezekiel Elliott, that has great vision, break open power, hits the hole, and you're not going to catch him. I think since Chris Perry, we haven't had a back like that, and I'm so pleased to finally see it. But, you know, he's only 175 pounds, right? So a freshman. So I'd like to get some more meat on him. I don't want to see him taking all the massive hits in the Big Ten or being a primary back. I like the changeup, kind of like the Reggie Bush effect. You know, hitting him go, has the speed, the breakaway speed. I'm very happy with what I saw. The defense, I am worried about Moan going out again hurt, because we need somebody to back up Glasgow. If you can get some, you know, give some comments on that. Taco worries me, because we took some hits right off the get-go against Hawaii, so we got a very long season. And after watching football last night, you never know who's going to beat you. And I think Wisconsin is a lot more scarier than I gave them credit for. I don't know about your guys' comments, but Wisconsin is legit. That defense is legit. That offense is legit, but I'm really surprised about their defense. I'd like to hear your comments. Thanks.
Yeah, I really think the defense for Wisconsin is that's something I saw. I'm like, LSU, this is easily going to be one of those games that we're not going to have to worry about, especially with the Wisconsin schedule. It's one of those tough ones. So we kind of, I think, put them away as like, all right, maybe they can get through some teams, but we kind of marked them out as not a top 25 team, not a team that was going to go 500 in the Big Ten. Jeff, I see you shaking your head.
No, not shaking my head. Yes, I agree with your point. And I watched the end of that game, and I think a lot of people expected not just Leonard Fournette, but that entire LSU offense to be really more explosive. That was a very blasé game, and this is a problem I think LSU fans have had with Les Miles over the years, all this stockpiled with talent and really underperforming. But to speak to the Wisconsin defense, people sort of, I think, underestimated them. They have a lot of talent coming back this year. And what I noticed what they did in that game, they did not allow Fournette to break contain. Every time he bounced one of the outside, the side-to-side movement, that Wisconsin defense, the linemen and the linebackers did a fantastic job of shutting down Leonard Fournette. And they forced LSU to throw and with Harris, and LSU showed that they couldn't throw in that game. They were one-dimensional. Wisconsin really let LSU back in that game, but the defense as a whole, very impressive. And we could potentially see a top 10, a top 15 matchup when the Badgers roll into Ann Arbor.
Yeah, very true. Let's go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a quarterback controversy at Michigan. He throws an INT, his first pass. So could we see someone else? Maybe not even a guy we've seen so far. You're listening to WTK's Playground.